USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dozens of cities and towns have been waiting for the word, and now Amazon has confirmed it's going to split its new headquarters between Arlington, Virginia and New York City. The online retail giant just making the official announcement, saying it will invest $5 billion and 50,000 new jobs between those two new headquarters. The facility in Arlington will be in the National Landing Section, the New York City headquarters, to be located in the Long Island City neighborhood of Queens.
I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them.
A week after that dust-up between President Trump and CNN's Jim Acosta, CNN is now suing the president and other White House officials, demanding that Acosta's media credentials be restored immediately. They were suspended after that news conference. The network claims Acosta's First Amendment rights have been violated. This is USA Radio News.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO18 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
A California town essentially wiped off the map by one of the biggest wildfires in that state's history.
Just absolutely heartbreaking to drive through Paradise and see the level of destruction.
And that's the fire chief in Paradise, the Northern California town wiped out by the Camp Fire, which is now the deadliest wildfire in the state's history. At least 42 people have been killed by it, with scores if not hundreds of people still missing. Meanwhile, officials have just given an update on the Woolsey Fire that's burning in Southern California. They now say it's 35% contained, but so far it's charred over 96,000 acres and it's killed two people. There's a report in the Washington Post that President Trump is on the verge of firing Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. The Washington Post, citing White House officials, is saying the president's not happy with how she's enforced immigration policy. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A week after the midterm elections, and a U.S. Senate race is finally decided.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's Democrat Kyrsten Sinema, who will be the next senator for Arizona after defeating Republican Martha McSally, who posted a video online on Monday night in which she conceded and congratulated Sinema on becoming the first woman to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate. Sinema replaces Republican Senator Jeff Flake, who didn't run for re-election. If you had trouble Googling yesterday afternoon, you were not alone. Google has said only that access to some of its services was impacted on Monday, but it offered little additional information. But other internet security officials say it was an internet traffic diversion that rerouted data through Russia and China, disrupting Google services late Monday, including searches, cloud hosting services, and Google's bundle of collaboration tools for businesses. The service interruptions lasting for about an hour and a half, ending at about 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Thousand Eyes Network Intelligence Company says in a blog post, at a minimum it caused a massive denial of service to G Suite users as well as Google searches, and put valuable Google traffic in the hands of ISPs in countries with a long history of internet surveillance. Next time you're online, Googling or whatever, why don't you check out our website at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.